بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, over the last few pages we have been mentioning that the mushrikeen, the Quraysh of Mecca, would constantly ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to produce miracles, to produce signs. And they were very clear that these miracles or signs would be the gauge, would be the yardstick by which we will gauge your truthfulness. If you are able to produce these signs and these miracles that we are requesting, then we will understand that you are truthful in your claim of prophethood. You are receiving divine revelation, and we will then bring iman and believe in you and your teachings. And on the other hand, if you are unable to produce these miracles and you do not give in to our request, then we will understand from this that you are a liar. You are not truthful in your claim of prophethood, and therefore we will not bring iman, we will not believe in you and in your teachings. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds in two ways, that if you wish to make these miracles or signs the yardstick and the gauge, then there is something that is a greater proof than this, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's approval itself. Why should I produce a sign or a miracle and let this be a proof of my truthfulness, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already affirmed my truthfulness? And how? By Allah choosing me to reveal the Qur'an to. Allah sent the Qur'an to me, and we know the Qur'an was such that it was unmatched. They were unable to produce anything like it. They understood its eloquence. They understood its miraculous nature. So why should I look for anything else besides this to prove my truthfulness? The fact that Allah chose me for the revelation of Qur'an, this is a strong enough proof in itself. So this is the first thing that Allah mentions. And the second thing Allah mentions is that if you have any doubt regarding the Quran itself, then just look at the Ahl Kitab, the people of the book, the Jews and Christians, and you will find that they recognize the Quran to be true, and many of them had accepted Islam as well. So they, having some history with divine scriptures, they now have recognized the Quran to be divine. And they have understood that I am the true Nabi of Allah. So this is sufficient as a proof of my nubuwwat. I do not need to produce any miracles or any signs. If you wish to believe, you believe. If you don't wish to believe, then this is your loss. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to present these two things to them. Say to them, أَفَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا. Should I seek other than Allah as a judge, as a gauge, as a yardstick? وهو الذي أنزل إليكم الكتاب مفصلا. Whilst he is the one who has sent this Quran to you, explained in great detail, in full detail. So why should I look for anyone besides him? Allah's approval, Allah's affirmation is sufficient for me. And secondly, والذين آتيناهم الكتاب, those who we had given the scripture to, the Jews and Christians, يعلمون أنه منزل من ربك بالحق. They understand that this Qur'an has been sent down from your Rabb in truth. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Therefore, O Mushrikeen, O Quraysh, do not be from those who have any doubt. In other words, the proof is right there in front of you. You are merely buying time by asking for miracles, by asking me to do this and to do that. The proof has already been brought to you, and now you should just accept and acknowledge this. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few attributes of the Qur'an. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ. The first thing Allah says is, the word of your Rabb is تَمَّتْ, has been complete and perfect. What does this mean? Mufassirin explain that فِيهِ كُلُّ مَا يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَيْهِ. When we say that the Qur'an is complete, it means that the Qur'an contains everything that a person may require and need for his salvation and success. Perhaps it may not contain that which a person will need as far as his business is concerned, or how to earn money in this world, and other worldly tasks that a person may have. There may be broad guidelines that Quran will produce and provide, but as far as his ultimate success and salvation is concerned, which is the most important thing with regard to his the life of the hereafter, here Quran is complete, it is perfect, it produces and provides everything that a person may need. And then Allah mentions two more attributes of the Quran, صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. That generally we find the Quran contains, or rather the subject matter and the content is divided into two parts. One is where the Quran makes what we call ikhbar. It informs us of things that happened in the past, the stories of the Anbiya and other incidents that had taken place. So this is called ikhbar, passing on of information. So with regard to this, Allah says, Sidqan. When the Quran passes on information, it does so truthfully. There is no lying, there is no exaggeration. Each and every fact mentioned in the Quran is true. And this is part of our aqidah, our belief. Whether the Quran speaks of historical incidents, whether the Quran speaks of Anbiya of the past, whether the Quran speaks about scientific facts as well, our belief is that every bit of information provided in the Quran is undoubtedly 100% true. There can be no doubt in it, even if perhaps modern science does not accept it or has not yet reached that level of understanding, but what is mentioned in the Quran is definitely true. وَعَدْلًا. And the second portion with regard to the content matter of Quran is that Quran, together with producing information, it also then issues commands and prohibitions. The do's and don'ts, what is correct, what is incorrect, what is permissible, impermissible. With regard to this portion, Allah says the Quran does so adlan, in a very just and fair manner. There is no oppression, there is no injustice. The Quran does not require you to do something beyond your capability or something that is unrealistic. Every single command mentioned in the Quran, likewise every prohibition mentioned in the Quran, is something that is within your grasp, within your reach. So, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ. The word of your Rabb is complete and perfect. صِدْقًا. It is truthful in nature. وَعَدْلًا. It is full of justice and fairness. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Allah then says that there is nothing and nobody that can change His word. In other words, the Quran, which is the kalam of Allah, which is the attribute of Allah Himself, this can never be altered, can never be distorted, can never be changed. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And He is all-hearing, all-knowledgeable. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important and unique principle which was addressed to the Quraysh of Makkah and which also applies to you and I. Allah says, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ. That listen, if you have to obey and follow most of the people in this earth, in other words, if you have to follow the majority, then they will mislead you. يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will mislead you from the path of Allah. And this was very apt for the Quraysh, because they were a minority, just a few of them in Makkah. Their belief system was different to the rest. What they regarded as permissible and impermissible was different. The society that prioritized idol worship, the Sahaba were calling to Tawheed. A society that accepted the bearing of daughters alive. And here they were giving respect to females and to women. So Allah says, if you follow most of the people, they will mislead you. إِيَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ. They are merely following and pursuing their thoughts and their وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُسُونَ. They are only following guesswork. They estimate. They are still searching for the truth. Therefore, do not follow them. Do not obey them. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ مَنْ يَضِلُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Your Rabb knows best who is misguided, who is astray from His path. And وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. He knows best who is rightly guided. So this applies to you and I today as well. Yes, we are a minority. Although at times we may find in our own societies, communities, we do not really feel like a minority. Because of our large numbers, we interacting with people of Iman, Muslims on a daily basis. At times we perhaps do not feel like a minority. But when it comes to our belief system, our morals, our values, if this has to be compared with the mainstream beliefs of the world, that which is prevalent in the world today, then definitely we are a minority. This should never be a cause of doubt for us. Allah very clearly is saying that the majority most of the time is not correct. Most of the time they are just following guesswork. They do not have any basis for what they believe, for their morals and values, for their belief system. We have divine revelation, and therefore we will continue to hold on to it. Even though the entire world, or 99% of the world, may be going against this, we will continue to accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.